We're still Masech Yevamos. Pay Aleph Hamad Aleph. Another 40 days to say that. Four lines on the top. V'chein Ail Nishachol to Achin. An Ail Nish really doesn't have to marry the brother-in-law. So if the brother-in-law gave her chalitza, it's meaningless. Does not disqualify for being a kohen. And if one of the brother-in-laws had a relation with her, since they had meant to, it disqualifies her from marrying a kohen. Taima de Balua. The only reason is why the brother-in-law had a relation with her. Halai Balua Lai. But if they wouldn't have a relation with her, she could marry a kohen. Zarai, then Islanders could marry a kohen. And this does not work out. Like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, her Ahmed, he holds Islanders Zainu. He holds an Islanders, his mamash Zainu. Can't marry a kohen. We don't hold that way. Okay, now we're up to the Mishnah. Sariz Chamam. Somebody was born. Saris, and he's a kohen. He's allowed to get married. Only if a saris adam is allowed to get married. So saris chama a kohen shenasa basa married a girl ma'achila betruma. Since it's a proper marriage, he can give her to eat truma. Rabbi Rashi saris chama kohen abo saris adam. If it's man mifsel is possible nami possible betruma, because they should be marrying each other, it disqualifies the truma. If even if she was a bas kohen, it disqualifies him with truma. The beinoshe from a family the hand of p'tzur daka, no different than p'tzur daka. Then the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yitziv Rabbi Shimon Naim. Pay all of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehi, Rabbi Shimon say, Andregin is Koyin, a Koyin is an Andreginus. Andreginus has both signs of male or female, and we're not sure if is it a suffix male, suffix female, is it a barrier of Neatzma, what is it? Was it a Vadai Zocher just because he has a female monom as well? So Andregin is Koyin, Shinosa Basel. The Koyin was an Andreginus, marries a Yiddish girl, Machila Betrume, can feed a Trume because he is a Zocher. He's definitely a Zocher. However, Rabbi Huda says, Tumtum Shenikra Venim Zocher. Let's say Tumtum. They found out later on that it turned out to be that he was a Zocher. La Yachlis cannot give Chalitza because even though he's a Zocher, he's definitely a Saris. Neshuk Saris. He won't be able to have children. Andreigen is Noise. Andreigen is allowed to marry Avaloinisa. He cannot get married. In other words, he we treat him like a male, not like a female. So he could marry someone else, another woman, but he can't have a man marrying him. If an Andregin is definitely a Zocher, and if someone has a relationship with him, the Chayiv is skill is like any Mishkav Zocher. Rashi. Yachlitz imyesh achachan of the brother of Nisa shu kazocher, but you like a zocher. Vasheich imim, someone has relationship with him, had a kibbal a zocher, like a zocher. Rabbi Lezer and Chayla saying the same thing. The Gemara Mufarish, look how it's machlek. The Gemara Pshit. Since a saris cham is allowed to marry, so of course if he's a kohen, his wife can eat truma. What's a chiddush? Ma'otim, I would have thought that who can give his allow his wife to eat truma? Moilid Michael. Only if you can have children, can you feed your wife. She ain't a moilid, ain't a Michael. But if you can't have children, you're not Michael. Because the pasuk says, you know, bani shavoldu. Kamashala makes no difference. Rashi, ma'otim moilid Michael that kin of yilid beisai heim yechlu haroi lahayil yechlu. Only yilid beisai. Only if you can have children. Andreginus can give his wife, can tell his wife to eat truma. Amar Shlaki says, Ma'achila betruma. Itake can entitle his wife to eat truma. Abeve ein ma'achila bechazei v'shoik. That in that respect, it's not a full fledged koyin to say that, well, that his wife also can eat from the chazei v'shoik. That far we don't go. However, Rabbi Yechina says, "Nein, completely a zocher, completely a kohen, and therefore he entitles his wife not only to truma, but also ma'af machila bechazei v'shoik to both."
He gets the chazei and shoik.
Kachin kalim, whatever it is, and he gives
to
her.
Because he's the
kohen
of the
mishpat,
he gets any
kohen
chazei
v'shoik. So ma'af machila bechazei v'shoik, but she's allowed to eat it if she's a she was a full wife. The Mishloch says he can't. I don't have him in. He passes because he can.
But can he soul give it to him though? And in other words, if he soul gives it to this,
this is the coaching column. You got to give it to the kohen. The kohen gets it.
Soul giving it to the kohen.
Yeah, but the question is, can the kohen share with his wife? So no, definitely a bas yisrael marries a kohen, eats chazei v'shoik. Problem is andreigus. What andreigus? So Rabbi Yehuda says andreigus is zocher vada. You can go ahead and eat. And the shlok says no. The question is why the shlok says no.
Yeah, but if he's not a zocher vada, can you as the soul give that to that type of a kohen? Are you yoitzah chazei v'shoik if you give it to?
I guess maybe it'll be the same issue. Maybe it'll be the same issue. But Vayishas from here that he, even though he's not a Zoch Avada, he can eat, but he definitely is not, does not entitle her. Why Chazei V'Shoek, do you say that a Kohen cannot give it to his wife? Sounds like, because since it's Mahatayda and therefore it's a Safik, we don't want to give it to the wife. No, Truman Amid and I said, Truman's also Mahatayda. So why could he give Truman to his wife? The Rimon Hogma is Kim Truman Amid and Rabbon. Shlokish holds the whole thing is a Safik. We're not sure if he's a male or not a male. So Truman, which is the Rabbon and Bezman, he can give to his wife. Chazei V'Shoek, which is Mahatayda, he cannot give to his wife. Freddy Gimoda, Aval Bezman, Shabes and Midrash Kayim. So what are you telling me in the time of Bezman and Midrash Kayim? What about Truma? In time, based on his kind, Truma is Manazez Rabban. Truma is exactly then was the Raisa. So, Lachar, according to you, you couldn't eat Truma than either to his wife. So, why are you making a distinction between Truma and Koch? You make a distinction between Truma and Truma. Truma is Manabayas, you can't give your wife, cannot. And Truma is Manazez, you could. Simple. My law is Adatoni. Why learn Ein Ma'achila B'chazev Eshoik, Lif like Velisne B'didei? Talk about Truma itself. I don't want Truma the Rabban. Avo Truma the Raisa, Loi. It's exactly what the Harish Lakish learned from the Mishnah. Not that he can give a truma, that he can give her truma to eat when there's no chazei v'shoik. But when there's a chazei v'shoik, not only cannot he can't give her chazei v'shoik, he cannot even give a truma either. Kishu ma'achila ma'achila between Hazeh and Rabban. Ve'ei ma'achila b'zman Hazeh b'zman chazei v'shoik. Do not he cannot feed her anything in the times and the days when there used to be chazei v'shoik. Afil b'truma Rabban. Why not? Then not only can't you give truma to Raisa, you can't even give truma to Rabbanon in those days. Then we're going to allow him to give truma to Rabbanon to his wife and the Reganist, will think that also truma to Raisa is the same thing. Rashi. My time of Sufik, each Sufik is sure. The Shlokish holds, we're not sure what he is. This is what he meant to say, Ma'achila, but when the Shlokish said you can feed a truma, he meant Bizmanazeh, Kalim Bizmanazeh. Why? Because today there is no truma raisa. But at the time of Chazer Shaykh, not only can I give a Chazer Shaykh, not only can I give a truma to raisa, he cannot even give a truma to Rabbanon. Like truma's Yedek is Rabbanon, he can't do that either. The Hainu Kishnamidish came. I feel the Rabbanon again. Truma is paid, it's how you could truma to raisa. Since there is truma to raisa, again, dog and tears, we're going to say, no, what's Rabbi Yechon's father? Rabbi Yechon, he holds back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon holds that he's a chavadai. Rabbi Yechon, Amar, af ma'achila chazei v'shoik. Rabbi Yechon holds is definitely Rashi. Ma'achila is zochem al yur. So no, ma'achlik is a shlok. Rabbi Yechon, whether Andreiganus is a safik zocher, or Andreiganus is a vadai zocher. You're telling me that today there's only Truma de Rabbanan, therefore it's Mutter. Me Sav the Truma Bizman is a Rabbanan. You want to tell me that Truma today is only Mid Rabbanan? Let me ask you a question. Is that really so? Omalay Shlokish said, Ian, yes. Shani Shaina, I hold that Truma today is Rabbanan, and therefore eagle be a gulim oila. I hold that if you have dried figs, Truma and Chulin mixed together, it's bottle. Why is it bottle? You know why it's bottle? Because Truma is Rabban anyway, so we're bottle. But had it been Mahatayda, it would not be bottle, even though normally Truma is bottle in a hundred. But those, Rish Lakish says, things which sometimes you sell by the number rather than by the weight is very chosh, it's a Davashim Minyan. Rish Lakish holds that something which you do from time to time is also called Davashim Minyan. So Truma is a dried pressed figs, is sometimes you sell it by the number of figs you have. So it should be a Davashim Minyan. I feel well with a bottle. So how come today it's bottle must be? Because all Truma say it's a bottle. That's Rish Lakish's right. Rashi, Shani, Shain, Braise, Eagle, Shot Truma, Bottle, Mesh, Hon, Hun, Eagle, Shot Truma, Tomei, Bottle, Kufi, Gun, Shot Truma, Tomei, or even all truma but to me and to the eat truma is mazer aisa kibin eagle double chosh was chosh the darker limnois and on occasion you want you count it by the number loy bot shouldn't be bot lava gadra truma sain and rabban even though rabban hoy of a truma der aisa in the heges since there is the truma der aisa and loy me bat lina der rabban gzay rabban at the aisa the rabban when we guys at the aisa not the aisa. It could be that I don't know. There is a concept Truma the Raisa. Not that there is Truma the Raisa.
But you can't eat them because you're a Truma Mesa. Can you eat the Truma if you're a Truma
Mesa? But he's trying to explain here why I'm proving to you there's no Truma at all, but Manazah the Raisa. I'm proving to you there is no Truma the Raisa. Because if there was, If there was, that since Truma Deraisa, we say that it's not bottled because Esha Darkalima, something kosher Darkalima. Sometimes you count, you know, it's not bottled. So even the Rabbanu shouldn't be bottled, and yet it's a Mefeishe that is bottled. Must be there is no Truma Bezman Azed Deraisa. That's his whole point. And the Shlakish will be Lishitase because he holds this is called Davar Sheminyan. Rabbi Yechon is going to learn that Davar Sheminyan is only like eggs. The only way you sell eggs is by the dozen. Or whatever, by the number. You never sell eggs any other way. But pressed figs, sometimes azay, that's not called davar sheminyan. And therefore it's bottle. Who cares if it's an ice? It's like anything else, it's bottle. That's what Rabbi Yechon. But Ishlokish holds that it's a davar sheminyan. And if you hold Truma Deraisa, there is some, then you be geyser. So the Gemara, Omale, Balay, and Ishayna, says Rabbi Yechon, I disagree with you, because I learn.
Is it the selling or is it the way you charge?
It's the way you sell. When people buy.
Yeah,
how do people buy?
People buy a watermelon, but when you charge you weigh the watermelon.
Yeah, but you know, nobody buys I want 4 pieces of watermelon. You buy a dozen eggs. And some things, this pressed fig, sometimes you buy, give me 14 things, I mean, give me a cake, so or whatever, yeah. So therefore, it's called sometimes. I learn. I don't agree with you at all. I hold that even if there's an Issa Deraisa, if right now what I'm looking at is the Rabbanan, it is bottle. I'm not making this geyser the leap from the Rabbanan Deraisa. Because me sovereign, Yerichin continues, who told you kosher darka lima shanino? You decided that anything which sometimes you sell by the number is already chashev. I say as shedaka lima shanino. Yerichin says only that which the only way you sell it is by the number, like eggs. Only then is it chashev. But if it's not by, only sold by number, it's not chashev, and therefore it's bottom. Mayi, what am I talking about? Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Misha Hayele Chabila Tilson, if you have bundles of this Tilson, this fenugreek, shall Klaya Kedem, made up of Klaya Kedem. And now, what do you do? Is you look who you burn it, because it's Klaim. What about this Arva Bachega, mixed up with others, is cool on Yidluku? Since it's not bottled, you got to burn the whole thing down. Why is it not bottled? Because since sometimes you sell this fenugreek by the number, even though it's not always, but sometimes it's chashuv, the chashuv, not bottle. Tap Rashi, kuli yidlukud le bottle. It's not bottle. If you're telling time, Meshayi Rameh, Rameh says, kol shedarka limnes. Anything which from time to time, kol shedarka doesn't mean always, it means on occasion. You sell by the number, it becomes chashuv, and mekadish es hamis adiv imai. It makes holy that which got mixed up with it. The ain bottle b'raif, not bottle b'raif. Sheklaye hakerem. Bedover she ain't b'minyan. If it wouldn't have been a chashva thing, normally is betalim be'echam asayim. Klai akerem normally is bottled in 200. Kida amma b'psachim be'elu oivir. Min ha'masayim, min moise, shtei meyish, and ishtayil be'boir, but it's left over in the boir, mikan le'or le'klai akerem, she betalim asayim. Or le'klai akerem, truma is 100, and or le'klai akerem is 200. Why is it bottled here? Because since on occasion you sell by the number, it's chashva. Okay, that's what I meant. Come back to the Gemara, the top line, b'chacham, b'chacham say, Yalu be'echem asayim. No, they hold it is bottle in 200. They don't hold that this is chashiv. What's the machlekes? So the Brayis explains. Shamei Reim Elmei says kol shedai kalim mekadosh. Anything which from time to time you sell by the number is holy, and it's not bottle. However, Chachamim by Chachamim say ein mekadosh elo shisha dvar mavad. The Chachamim say no, that these things are not chashiv. The only six things that are chashiv, where Rabbi Kiva says, actually seven. The Eluhen, these are they. A goyze nuts from the city of Perech, or the mine pomegranate in the city of Bodon, or chovius tuma sealed barrels with chalfe tardin, or bundles there of beetroots, with kolche kruv, stalks of cabbage, and the last yavanis, and these Greek melons. These are choshev things. And I've given myself, I've kikrish abalabayis, also loaves of bread abalabas are very, very choshev. And therefore we say as follows. Harui and Larla, if they got mixed up, let's say, either they're with Arla or they themselves are Arla, then it's Arla. Everything because also Arla, I don't care if it's 1,000 times as much, it never is bottled because these are very chashiv. If they got mixed up with Klai Kedim, then it's Klai Kedim. Rashi, Mikadish Mosaim 200, Isholish May 300, Le Botna Bottle, Perech, Mark and Place, Harui and Larla, and they got nuts, money, pomegranates, Chavias, or barrels, Mikachin, Voisin, Sakshadim, Mishamakas, Arla. Harun al Klai Kedem going tied in beetroot for kruv and cabbage with lass and melons.
Rashi says he learns it's a
minimum size, it's not
fair,
but
yeah.
I know, it doesn't mean the number 300. 300 means that even if it's 300 as much, even 300 as much, overcome us. Usually the expression is even elef. I guess Rashi says, you know, went up a little bit, 100. Yeah. Now the Gemara explains machleid birchin shlakish. Rabbi Yechon and Sabar eshed darkelim leishaninu. Rabbi Yechon holds that when do we say it's double choshev? Only the only way you sell is by the number. But the shlakish Sabar kosher darkelim leishaninu. Even if sometimes you sell by the number is enough. Rashi. Rabbi Yechon and Sabar eshed darkelim leishaninu. Yuchid ben minyan shem dafke. The only way you sell it is by counting it. Shaninu we learned the bottle la bottle. Hilcha chaticha is pieces of igulim. And if a chaticha is the pieces of the meat we had before that got mixed up, or the gulin, the cakes of dried figs, afaf pagav, even though shadarkalim, from time to time you sell it by the number, hoyo shadarkanami lamacha ba'im, it's on other occasions you sell it by, you know, just, you know, volume or whatever, then but it's bottle. Shlok yisava kol shadarkalim onus, afil leprokim, even on occasion, shanim, we learned le bottle, na bottle, hichach, eagle, the cakes, isak, that if you're going to believe that Trumas Ma'az that I said, lohe bottle wouldn't be bottle. Says the Gemara, my chaticha, you brought up ma'ase with chaticha. What's the case of chaticha that Yechon is talking about? The Tanya, we learn, chaticha shel chatas tamei. You have a piece of a karma chatas that's tamei. Shenis arve ga mixed up b'meya, chaticha shel chatas tamei. You got 100 pieces of tahardika chatas. V'chein, likewise, prusa shel lechem hatamani tamei, a piece of bread of lechem hatamani, which is tamei. Shenis arve b'meya prilam bonim, tahidis, the din is ta'ale, it becomes bottle. Why does it become bottle? According to Rabbi Yechon, you know why it becomes bottle? Because it's only Esher Darkelimus. Because bottle is because it's not Choshev. You don't always sell bread by the volume, and therefore it's not Choshev. Or Chatichas. You don't always sell the Chatichas by number. You sell sometimes by volume, weight, whatever. So therefore it's not Choshev, that's why it's bottle. Tala. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lay Salah. Rabbi Yehuda said, why do people hold Lay Salah? It's not bottled. Why is it not bottled? Because min b'mina he holds, even though one is tummy, one is tight. But you don't hold, we had already in a few places, min b'mina fill the envelope bottle. Aval chaticha shel chatas teire, but if a piece of meat from a chatas teire got mixed up with chaticha chulin teire, not with other chatois, but with chulin, chen prus lach b'ani roi shetar mei prus lach chulin teire, divrei hakel, everyone agrees, lo yisale, that is not bottled. Why is it bottled? Well, how I never agree, because a coin can eat all of them. Novas, you'll have to sell for a lower price. For a lower price, we're not going to rely on the laws of bittul. In the case of a chatas tamei with chatas tamei, a coin can't eat it either, because it's chatas tamei. So it's a big loss. And then we'll rely on the laws of bittul, and we'll say a little bittul, and that's the machleb in Tanakama. But in the case where it's a chatas tahida with regular kosher meat, a coin can eat the whole lot. The only thing is, you have a very small market. Who can buy this meat from you? Only a kohen. So instead of being $100 a kilo, it'll be $10 a kilo. Okay, we're not, for that, we don't have such achmanas that we're going to tell you, let's rely on bitl so you can make more profit. That we're not going to do. Rashi, even hakol leisal. Tana kama moida. He's moida. Hoyel ve'efshol moichel kohen. You can sell to a kohen behefsim with a small loss. Ve'chaticho prusa darken limon. These things normally, it's common that you sell by the number. Because of a small loss, we are not going to be battle it. Yisur the rice and Yisur the rice. I've got the eagle bottle bechulin, even though an eagle is bottle bechulin in the case before in the figs. Even though the cheder trum sell water coin, how can we rely on bittul there? Leim as avin the coin. Hossam the cheder asked a good question. You tell me a nine mice now that we don't rely on bittul unless you have no breda, as if to say, but if you have a breda, don't rely on bittul. So what's all the dinner bittul you have? Just have we had any murder before? Cake of figs, a truma got mixed up with chulin. We rely on bittul. Why? Let's see the same cheshbon. A kohen can eat a whole lot. Says Rashi. Depends. Where there's an isa the rice involved, we don't rely on lose a bittul unless there's a big hefset. Where the whole thing is isa the rabban anyway. And Truma Bezman Hazez, the Rabbanon, or Truma's paid is the Rabbanon, always, we're going to be making rely on Bittl. Hasmu, the eagle goof, Truma Rabbani, therefore we rely on Bittl. Vereisha Tala, so why in the first part of this Bereis it says that you rely on Bittl, with Chatas Tamei, with Chatas Tehera, or Lechem Aponim Tehera, and with Tamei, because over there, Ain Lehem Takon El Sefer, because a coin couldn't eat a lot, because it's Tamei. Only Braid is the burn, but you can have to catch him. And back to Gemara's question, says Gemara, so Ketani, it says Mefedesh Yerawat. What is it? Ketani, two lines at the bottom. Ketani, me will learn to have a reisha tals Mefedesh, but that what? That you take chattas tamei, and chattas teiro, lechem ponim tamei teiro. It's bottle, according to the shlokish, anything which on occasion you sell by the number, it's choshev, and it's not bottle. Lovashim minyan. How come he says clearly it is bottle? That only eshedag, only is the only way you tell it is by numbers. You know what we're talking about over here? It was all melted, disintegrated, and therefore it's not choshev anymore. That's why the Shlokish says it's bottle. Rashi, Tony Mias Reisha Tala Kashel the Shlokish Damer. He says kol shedag limonos, anything which from on occasion you count. Shani we learned the hocha dag limonos a bottle. Freddy Gemara, I hachi, if Torah disintegrated, that's why it's not choshev. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, how come Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not bottle if it's not choshev anymore? How come Rabbi Yehuda says leisala? And you want Rabbi Yehuda time made, Rabbi Yehuda consists of this view, nothing to do with cheshivas. The Amad he holds, min b'midah le bottle. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda time made, b'kisi adam of akheimitz. Freddy Gemara, quickly, avol lo yin imu chamai. So tell me, what happened, Taka wouldn't have disintegrated? You know, it would have been whole. It's choshev, it's not bottle. Lo yisal, according to Yudash Lokish, even though, sometimes, by the number, it's not bottle. So let me ask a question. Why make a distinction? Adatoni avol chaticha shel chatas tehedah. But if a chatas tehedah got mixed up, b'mei chaticha shel chulin tehedahs, and you say, it's not bottle, because you can give it to a kohen. Why don't you talk about chatas tamei itself and say the following? When do we say that it's bottle b'shinimuch? If it didn't melt, it didn't disintegrate like tala, it doesn't become bottle. Why introduce a new case when within the same case itself? You say that sometimes you sell by the number, it's not bottle. But the reason why over here is bottle is because it disintegrated. So say like this, if it disintegrated, it's bottle. If it didn't, it's not bottle. Simple. Saying about it, tehedas, but tehedas, adifle. He'd rather bring a case of tehedas with tehedas rather than talk about tehedas and tomato. Rashi. At the time, I the master time mission. The whole reason is he has to move who because of small laws. And if we did ever got like the candle, but in a bottle to hate it, but they had different layers. We didn't teach you the Alpha got even understanding to hate it, the bow tie. The Shaykh Bohbetil at Fade is a big Yiddish, even though the bow tie and you would think tire, surely should be bottled. The Ashkam said, Truman is the Truman to hate it, Bukhun tire in Hakum and everyone made this oiling where everything is tire, it's easier and everything should be bottled. And therefore, you would think over here, surely it should be butler. And the chiddush is not, because it's chashuv. Because sometimes you sell by the number. That's a big chiddush. Over truma temeya, but tehele chalukim b'sham b'zil. Truma temeya, tehele the agi b'sham b'zil. And the oid in the mucha. The singer of Hilachi le tal, it's not butler. That's a chiddush. Okay, we'll stop here.